Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham with WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and also 96.5 TIC. This morning on Face Connecticut, we have not one, but two guests, and we're going to be talking about energy. Obviously, it's a topic that has had so much attention, not just in recent years, but especially in recent months as we go through the winter. So we're going to be chatting this morning with the Connecticut Green Bank. Our first guest is Mackie Dykes, the Vice President of Financing Programs with the Connecticut Green Bank. Good morning, Mackie. Welcome to Face Connecticut.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Morgan.
Happy to have you with us. And we're also going to be joined by Sergio Carrillo, Managing Director of Clean Energy Incentive Programs, also with the Connecticut Green Bank this morning. Sergio, good morning, and thanks for coming on.
Morgan, good morning, and thank you for having us here. Pleasure to be here.
There's so much going on and so much to discuss when it comes to energy. And I mean, Mackie, over the last year, we've heard a lot about the National Climate Bank with the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. And we could talk more about that specifically later on in the program as well. But what our listeners might not know is that the country's first state-level green bank was developed right here at home in Connecticut. So could you tell me just in general what a green bank is, what it does, Mackie?
Yeah, you're right. We're quite proud of the role that the Connecticut Green Bank has played in sparking this national movement of green banks, which, has really led to this prospective creation soon, hopefully, of a national climate bank or national green bank. We were started just over 10 years ago with the recognition that, with the problems of climate change, the problems of rising energy cost, that the state needed to do more to help businesses and residents achieve or access cleaner, reliable, and greener energy. So we started to put policies in place to do that. But looking at the cost of those policies, there was a recognition that government cannot cover the cost of meeting those. So we needed to figure out ways to drive private investment in to reaching those ambitious goals that Connecticut was taking on. So the Green Bank was created to do exactly that, to take a limited amount of public money and figure out ways to create partnerships with private lenders to drive investment into clean energy in Connecticut and help the state meet those ambitious goals, but also to bring those benefits to businesses and residents. I think we'll talk about it in a little bit, but generally, as any business or homeowner is thinking about making any upgrade to their home that will reduce the energy burden, the biggest barrier is cost. The upfront cost of those improvements. So, the state has an interest in promoting those improvements. So that's where we come in, is figuring out how can we create the funding mechanisms to help residents overcome that upfront cost barrier. How do we get cheap, affordable capital available to finance the cost of those improvements and do it in a way that the energy savings produced by those improvements are more than the payments on the financing. So, from day one, our goal is let's figure out how we can make these improvements pay for themselves so that there's no out-of-pocket cost to a business or a homeowner, and they immediately start seeing reductions on their energy bill that more than cover the cost of repaying any financing they have to take on. So that was really the goal that we started with and led us to develop the suite of programs that we'll talk about today.
Exactly, Mackie. And I think that you really mentioned the key there, that people might just simply not know what is available. They hear the big goals that in the next 10 to 20 years, say, we want to have more green energy, not just in Connecticut, but in the country. Our politicians and lawmakers are really pushing that. But how are you guys getting in front of residents and businesses and communities to teach them how they can go about not just saving energy, but doing it in a way that's financially sound?
Right. I mean, that's really the sweet point that we're seeing now. That, I mean, yes, it's great. We love green energy. We need to address climate change, but it's, you know, we're seeing this intersection where what you need to do to address that problem is making economic sense. You know, with energy costs being what they are, producing your own clean energy, through on-site solar or hydro or clean energy, makes sense. Installing more efficient equipment in your home, or just making it tighter, in terms of leaks and everything. All these things make economic sense and also help reduce the energy needed. So in terms of, what we're doing to try to educate everyone in the state about that, I mean, this is a perfect example, really just out there trying to talk about this to make sure people realize the opportunity. A key channel for us in terms of that education is the contractors who do this work. They are the ones that are sitting around the kitchen table talking about these projects, whether it's getting a new furnace or new windows or installing solar on your roof, or for a business, thinking about a whole HVAC replacement, or you're even a large solar system on your roof. The contractors are the ones having that conversation. They're the ones that at the end of the day are putting that bill or proposal in front of the building owner. And, again, as I said earlier, it's that upfront barrier, that cost, that is often the issue. So making sure contractors are armed with our programs and our financing options is one of the key ways that we, try to make sure that everyone knows these programs are available. We also have a joint effort with the utilities and the state known as Energize Connecticut. So that website, energizect.com, has information on all these programs, both our financing programs as well as the great rebate programs offered by the utilities. So, with any project that you're looking at doing, you want to make sure you're taking full advantage of all the great rebates that the utilities have available, and then our programs can step in and help finance the remaining cost. So that, again, we're creating that value proposition I mentioned earlier, which is no cash out of pocket and immediate savings through your utility bills.
One program, Mackie, that I heard about for homeowners is the Green Bank's Smart E-Loan program. And as a homeowner, what projects would qualify for something like that, a program like that, and how would it help to lower utility bills eventually?
Yep. So that's right. Our Smart E program is a great tool for homeowners that are seeking to make energy or resilience-related upgrades. This program is offered in partnership with local lending partners such as banks and credit unions. It's very likely that your local lender offers this program with our support. Through it, you can finance more than 40 different upgrades. So this is everything from insulation, heating and cooling, and that could be everything from heat pumps or geothermal or more efficient furnaces, as well as solar PV. Really anything that's going to reduce the energy use of your home or help you generate clean energy. And that's to your question about, how do you realize the savings? That's where it comes in. I live in a 100-year-old home, and when we moved in, I think about we have to run our furnace pretty high in order to keep the house warm, because we were just losing, we had thin windows and all sorts of leaks and everything. So I was having to buy a bunch of natural gas for my furnace to keep the house warm. Once we did our home energy audit, got more efficient equipment, it just took a lot. I had to buy a lot less gas to achieve the same level of comfort. And actually, in many rooms of the house, it's even more comfortable and it's cheaper. So I mean, that's where the cost savings come. You're able to to just buy less fuel, whether it's electricity or natural gas or oil, whatever it is that you're using, you buy less of it to achieve the same outcome, or in many cases, an even better one, right? Like you can, you're able to provide a much higher level of comfort, whether it be warmer in the winters or cooler in the summer.
This morning on Face Connecticut, we're talking with the Connecticut Green Bank about a number of initiatives to help people save on energy, maybe lower costs, help them learn a little bit more about different financial programs. For the last few minutes, we've been chatting with Mackie Dykes, Vice President of Financing Programs with the Connecticut Green Bank. Now, also with the Green Bank is Sergio Carrillo, Managing Director of Clean Energy Incentive Programs. Sergio, I'm curious, what about battery storage for residential customers?
Yeah, as you know, last year in January of 2022, we launched the battery storage program that is called the Energy Storage Solutions Program. The program is a behind-the-meter battery storage program for both residential and non-residential customers, and it's aimed at deploying 580 megawatts of battery capacity by 2030. It's a very ambitious program, but we're hopeful that we're going to be able to achieve the goal and surpass those 580 megawatts of battery deployment. So that's what we're managing right now.
When we're talking about batteries and thinking about batteries, residential is certainly different than business, whether the business is small or if it's larger. Does battery storage work for businesses and industrial customers as well?
Yes, certainly. So for residential customers, right, the primary objective is to lower the electric bill, right, by storing energy that is produced by the homeowner's solar PV systems, right, during the day, and that energy can be used later in the day. So it's that simple. It's purely to lower electricity bills. But from a business perspective, there's another motivation, right, which is lowering the peak demand, or what it's called. We refer to it as peak demand management. And this is where the real value is for businesses. Demand charges are generally a large portion of their electric bill. And having a battery that helps you lower your summer peak demand can generate significant savings to businesses. So we're offering upfront and performance-based incentives in the program to both residential and commercial customers to help them, get on board with the program.
When we talk about getting people on board, I see that additional incentives to offset project costs are available for those who would benefit from increased resilience measures, Sergio, such as low-income customers, customers in underserved communities, maybe small businesses as well. Can you tell me some more about the state's and the Connecticut Green Bank's efforts to reach customers, particularly in vulnerable communities, and why it's important to do so?
Yeah, certainly. We're using a two-pronged approach. We're approaching these from a programmatic perspective and also from a marketing perspective. We are partnering with Connecticut organizations like Operations Fuel and the Clean Energy Group to not only identify, but also to reach out to these market segments, like underserved communities and low and moderate income families, and to devise solutions to ensure that they have access to the program and they benefit from it. From a programmatic perspective, the upfront incentives that is offered to these customer classes are twice as much as those to regular customers. And in a recent change to the program rules that was approved by PURA, we're making these incentives for these two customer classes 50% greater. The upfront incentive portion of the program will be up to 50% greater incentives, making their incentives they're eligible for up to three times the incentives of a regular customer. We hope these two measures combined will help us, spark adoption in the underserved community segments.
Another question for you, Sergio, this morning on Face Connecticut, talking with the Connecticut Green Bank. Let's talk a little bit about jobs. So obviously there are benefits and perks to upgrading to clean energy. How does this affect the green jobs workforce in Connecticut if it's a growing industry and it's only going to keep growing over the next decade?
Yeah, that is a great question, Morgan. And I'm going to use the RCIP, the Residential Solar Investment Program, as a benchmark because it's a similar program in the sense that it's a 10-year program, right? You would think equivalent incentives to homeowners and businesses. So under RCIP, which is a program that lasts 10 years, right? It ran from 2011 until December of 2021. We created more than 15,000 jobs in the state. The program generated about 42, I have the numbers here with me, about $42 million in tax revenues, countless environmental benefits. In other words, the economic and health benefits for the program were significant under RCIP. And we foresee this battery storage program to impact the state's economy in a similar way, right? It's a combination of job creation, tax revenues, and environmental and health benefits.
That is Sergio Carrillo, Managing Director of Clean Energy Incentive Programs at the Connecticut Green Bank. Also at the Green Bank is Mackie Dykes. We've been chatting with both of them this morning on Face Connecticut. Now, Mackie, I know that you oversee commercial financing efforts for the Green Bank. Another popular Green Bank program is CPACE. That stands for Commercial Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. It provides building owners and developers access to lower cost financing for energy efficient or renewable energy upgrade projects. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that program, its successes to date, as well as how it was enhanced earlier this year for developers, capital providers, and also borrowers, too?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Morgan. Our CPACE program has been a huge success. We are the most successful CPACE program in the country on a per capita basis. It's providing long-term, low-cost capital in order to finance energy efficiency or renewable energy improvements to a business, a nonprofit, or a multifamily property. To date, we've financed around $250 million in projects in Connecticut. And this has led to well over $300 million in energy savings for Connecticut's businesses and nonprofits. So, you know, again, going back to that original point I made, this is another key way that we're able to help businesses improve their building. So you're adding value to your property by having better and more efficient equipment there. You're reducing the operating cost of that property because your energy bills are lower. So the net operated income of the property is higher. You're making it more comfortable for the people that are inhabiting that property. You know, it was interesting. We did a program with the Manufacturing Innovation Fund and DECD, where we partnered with them to make CPACE projects for manufacturers even more attractive from a numbers perspective. They offered grants to manufacturers that did a clean energy program. And, you know, of course, with the Green Bank, we care about energy efficiency and greenhouse gas reduction. So we're really pushing that. But then we went back and talked to the manufacturers and, you know, asked what they like most about the projects. So many of them came back to just how much more comfortable their workers were in the property. You know, they had better lighting, They had better heating and cooling. So, you know, that's as we come at it from the energy perspective, it's just a benefit that we often forget about. But yeah, so this program, you know, it brings all those, but those benefits, the, you know, the lower operating costs, the more comfortable properties. But it's purpose is, as I mentioned, with SmartE, it's like that, except on the commercial industrial side, where we're providing capital for any project that's going to reduce the energy usage in the building or generate clean energy. That we've seen over the last 10 years of the program that generating clean energy primarily through solar has really been a huge success of the program. 70% of the projects we've financed, so of that $250 million, have been solar projects. You know, when you pair CPACE with solar, it's, you know, the numbers are just very attractive for a business. I mean, we've all seen what energy costs have done in the state. You know, that can be a significant driver of cost for a business. So if you can install your own generation on site, so you're making your own electricity rather than buying it from the utility, and you could do it in a way when you pair it with CPACE so that it's not costing you anything up front to install it. And your your repayments on the CPACE financing are less than what you're saving on your energy bill, because again, you're buying less electricity because you're producing your own. It's really led to a huge deployment of solar across Connecticut businesses over the last 10 years.
As we kind of run low on time here this morning on Face Connecticut, a question for Sergio. Where can listeners learn a little bit more about going solar, maybe learn more about the residential solar investment program?
Yes, Morgan. I think the best way to get started is by visiting the program's website at energystoragect.com. We put together this website where the customer will be able to educate themselves, learn about the process, the technologies that are available. They're going to learn about the application process. And also, very important, their customers will be able to access a list of approved installers that will help homeowners navigate through this process. You know, they can choose, they're working with their installer, they will be able to choose the right technology, size the system appropriately to meet their customers' needs, et cetera. They will be able to understand the cost of installing a battery system, et cetera. So my recommendation is to go to the website, energystoragect.com, and that's the best place to get started.
And Mackie, same question for you on the financing end, though. If people are looking to learn a little bit more, where can they go?
Yep, our Green Bank website is the best place to go to get started. That's www.ctgreenbank.com. All the programs I reference can be found there, and you know, you can make your way to the contractors, learn more about the improvements that are eligible. And you know, get started with your project there.
I'd love to do another update with you guys down the line. The Connecticut Green Bank this morning on Face Connecticut. Thank you so much for your time, Mackie and Sergio. I really appreciate it this morning.
Well,
thank
pleasure.
You, Morgan.
Thank you.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.